And welcome back to Arlen Field in Mansfield. 14-3, DeSales leading at the break. Time now to check out the halftime stats from this contest. Total offense, DeSales 2-1 there, 159-75, 123 on the ground for the Stallions, 36 passing for the Knights, 60 rushing, 15 via the air, 9-5 in first downs for DeSales. What a way to make a living. Penalties, 2 for 15 for the Stallions, 1 for 5 for Hoban. 2 turnovers in the first half, both committed by the Knights. Individual stats in the first half: Booth, 22 carries, 74 yards, and a touchdown. Silvestri, 3 carries for 42 yards. He's 2 of 2 passing for 36 yards. 31 offensive plays. Booth with 22 runs of those 31. Sibley, 12 carries, 60 yards. Clark, 2 of 8 passing, 15 yards, and picked twice in this contest.
Well, we said it in the pregame, Silvestri's going to have to make plays with his feet and his arm, and so far he's done both of those things to keep drives alive. And, you know, if he continues to get out on the perimeter with his ability to run and or pass on the run, it could spell trouble. This is going to be a huge first drive for DeSales. This could be the drive of the season.
Velasquez back deep along with Jared Noble for the Stallions as we're just about ready to start the second half. DeSales to go left to right to start the second half. Glad to have you aboard, whether you're listening on AM 820 or also where we're streaming live at stgabrielradio.com. You can use the TuneIn Radio app and the St. Gabriel phone app as well, too. Just some of the ways you can catch the game, and we appreciate all the ways you've done it. And remember, Larry and I will not be around for the state championship for Hartley, but coverage will be courtesy of the OHSAA radio network. You can hear it on AM 820 Friday at 3, and if DeSales wins, we will have coverage of their state championship game Saturday at 3. All right here, courtesy of the OHSAA radio network and St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Grant Kirsch has it teed up at the 40-yard line. He's got a monster leg. Let's see what happens to start the second half. DeSales, two quarters away from going to the state championship game in Division III. And the return's going to start from the 6 for Noble. Up across the 15 to the 20, to the outside, to the 25. Keeps his balance and then brought down from behind at the 28-yard line. Looked like he was going to get an opening then, but they reached out and got him right at the 28-yard line. And a nice return on the play before the stop was made by Marcus Sahir.
One of the things that I've noticed now is the wind has definitely picked up. Our flag is unfurled almost straight out. Now it's kind of a little bit limp, but it's blustery down there. So that could be a factor here.
Stallions with an effective first half, although a little problem in the last minute of the first half with time management.
Yeah, they could have used 3 points there.
But they're up by 11 right now. First and 10, marked officially at the 29-yard line. 9 seconds into the second half. Stallions with the backs from the offset eye. One wide to the bottom. It's boot time, and they cannot move the pile. He's brought down back to the 27-yard line. There was a triangle just waiting for him at the 27.
Yeah, absolutely. There's just no room to run there. They're slanting and angling their defense. The nose is going one direction. They're bringing a tackle down into the box to protect their linebackers, and because of that, there was no place to go for Booth.
Peaks checks in, and checking out is Manick. Second down and 11 from back of the 28-yard line. 11:22 and ticking, third quarter. Peaks going to readjust now to the top of the formation. Corcoran, the tight end of the bottom, moves from top to bottom. Backs offset. Silvestri rolling to his right, giving ground to back around the 10-yard line, then throws the ball upfield. He went back about 15 yards and tried to throw it upfield to Van Fossen, and the pass falls incomplete. Boy, they had pressure on him from the beginning of that play.
Well, if you had Deshaun Martin chasing you down, you'd give ground too. I mean, this is a big, strong, physical athlete, Deshaun Martin, and you know, you're talking about 6'3", 240, and he can run.
And he's a junior. Big play for the Stallions to start the second half. Third down, they need 11 from back of the 28-yard line. 53 ticks into stanza number 3.
Well, the one thing you don't want to do here is make a mistake. So just do what you do and be careful, and you can punt the ball with the wind and put your defense on the field if you have to.
Moriarty tight to the bottom. Corcoran to the top. Backs from the offset eye again. Toss. It goes to Asamoah. Up to the 25. Booth, the lead blocker, undercuts one, but he is going to be brought down as Asamoah at around the 31 or the 32. If he can get one more block, he's got the first down, but He's going to be shy of the first down as they'll pick up just a few on the play. He needed one more man to help seal that outside, but gets it up to the 32. It'll be fourth and just about seven from there.
Well, one of the things Brian's going to learn as he gets more mature as a running back is he'll slow down a little bit, let the blocks happen so he has more space between the blocker and his cut, because that time he tried to make a cut and the blocker fell down right over the block and there was no room.
Demasio, problems with his first punt of the evening. Now standing back at his 18-yard line. Twins 5 and 20. Pressure on, gets it off, and booms one.
Ooh.
Kick is going to hit at the 28-yard line. I think it touched the Stallion there, but they haven't whistled it,
until now. It did touch him. I think you're going to mark it up here at the 28. That's good officiating there.
It was Zondre White, I think, that had the ball just actually take a left-hand turn and hit him in the breadbasket. So going to mark the ball upfield a few yards as White was coming downfield to try to see if he could corral that after a bit of a roll, but it turned left and ran right into him at the 28-yard line. So it'll be 40 yards on the punt and rapidly open up to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 from the 28-yard line. A sense of urgency, four wide, evenly split, one back in the backfield at Sibley. And Clark barely gets him the handoff, and it doesn't matter. He's brought down. Darius Mullins got through there. That was bad play from the get-go as Clark barely got the handle and then was only able at the last second to hand the ball to Sibley.
Well, the snap hit him in the shins, and he recovered in time, but that messed up the timing of the handoff, and that allowed Darius Mullins to close it down from the backside.
And mark the ball back at the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be second down and 10. The breeze is picking up. I have to put on my coat. Can you get some hot chocolate here, too?
I got some coffee.
All right. Second down and 10 from the 28. And they want a timeout early in the second half. Play clock was down to two. That's why. They burn a timeout rapidly early in the second half. 9:31 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Guys, in Division 5, Canton Central Catholic just scored. They have extended their lead over Edison to 17-7.
Thank you, Ryan. He's keeping track of all the scores in the playoff action here tonight. Here at Arlen Field, it is second down and 10 from the 28 of Hoban for the Knights. 9:31 left to go. Clark thought about the bubble, now looks long downfield and has a man down there and pass incomplete, but there's a flag tossed at the 45-yard line. Not a good sign for the Stallions. The pass was intended for the wideout who went streaking down the field. I'm kind of surprised he didn't try to at least lay out for the football because it wasn't that far away from him.
But that was the first pass that Hoban's quarterback, Danny Clark, has thrown where he's shown some touch. He just threw it down the middle of the field, put some air under it. We're going to get a pass interference here.
Pass intended on the play for Bauer. And there's the call against the Stallions. It's going to mark them all up across the 40-yard line to the 43. That'll be enough for a Knight first down. I think it's ironic that last night Hartley played the Knights of Alter, and now tonight the Sales plays the Knights of Hoban.
Too many of these Knights.
One of these crazy Knights, huh? Eagles.
Right, as you know.
First and 10, 43-yard line. One wide either side now. Bishop goes to the bottom of the set. Sibley gets the handoff. And Asamoah came shooting from the outside, kind of like the Knights do, but he didn't get him until he got to the 45-yard line. And he comes up with a fist pump in the air, and he is psyched. But still a gain on the play of nearly three. It'll be second down and seven.
But that could have been a big play because he came off the edge hard, closed it down. You know, he's the edge player. And his job is to keep everything inside, and he did a nice job of closing it down. Yeah, it's a three-yard game, but it could have been a 7 or 8 yard game.
You know, I've heard talk of all the other running backs, too, that could see action tonight besides Sibley, like Collier and, you know, Jackson and, and Bishop and even Brode. But it's all been Sibley, although this time they go with a two-back look, stretch from an eye. Sibley's got it across the 45, up to the 47, and woof, hit right there by Mullins and company, and pushed back. Also Van Fossen there.
See, that's one of the few times they've run to the weak side, and it didn't go anywhere because it's tough to move Darius Mullins. I mean, he just takes up a player and a half. He doesn't get a double team necessarily, but he takes up a player and a half, and that frees up the linebacker.
Third and five for the Knights from their own 48-yard line, 8:18, and ticking. Third quarter, DeSales on top of Hoban, 14-3.
It's a big third down because this would be a change of possession down, and it would give DeSales the football, and they can run some clock if they get a chance.
17 runs by Hoban, 15 by Sibley, 2 by Clark. The pass in the flat, it's complete across midfield, down to the 45, and looks like they have enough for the first down, as this time they go to Hauser, who makes the catch, and they'll move the 6 across midfield with 7:57 left to go. It's going to be first down and 10 now for the Knights from the DeSales 42-yard line.
That was too easy. DeSales was giving him about a 10-yard cushion in the slot, and all he did was back up 2 more yards and get a 12-yard cushion, caught a simple 1-yard pass, and there was nobody within 10 yards of him.
The thing about Hauser is he's great after the catch. He's great in that yak category. From the 42-yard line, Sibley out of the eye, gets the handoff around the right side, carries defenders down to the 38-yard line, picks up about 4 on the play. Corcoran and Asamoah over there along the far side to knock him down. It'll be second down and 6 from there, 7:51 left to go.
They're starting to get those 4-yard gains now. In the first half, the first drive, they got some big gains, but then the sales clamped down on them. They became 1- and 2-yard gains. Now they're back to those 4-yard gains again.
Second and 6 from the 38, 7:51 left to go, third quarter. 2 wide to the bottom now in Bishop and Hauser. Sibley's got it off the right side, has a gap to the outside, 35, down the sidelines, 25, 20. Let's see where they mark him out of bounds.
Well, there are at least 2 holdings
on
that penalty.
And there's a flag at the 31-yard line.
They got a holding on their wide receiver. I can't get the number from here. But
flag at the 31, holding indeed is the call against the Knights. That'll help.
It's on John Brode, number 19. He was locked up one-on-one with the cornerback, and he just turned him around in circles, but they missed one in the line of scrimmage. Darius Mullins basically got tackled from behind. I mean, he broke through, and it looked clean, and he just got tackled. It's one of those things that happens.
And here we see the negative emotion from Sibley on the field right now, upset about the call against the team. And he's a guy that's prone to emotion at times, and they were going to move the ball back to the 41-yard line. So it'll be second down and 9 from there at the 41 of the Stallions.
Sibley's got those nice gold high-top shoes, you know. It's like old L.C. Greenwood.
You can turn off the lights and still see. He gets the handoff right up the gut, and boy, coming around the corner again, it's got to be Asamoah. He guessed right on that one and was there to make the hit around the 40-yard line. It'll be third down and 8.
Well, DeSales brought the edge rusher again, and they rolled the safety down over, played man-to-man in the secondary, so they had a free rusher off the edge, and Asamoah's pretty quick. And he can get there from that, you know, when you have Sibley 7 yards deep, he can get there and make the tackle. Big third down here.
From the 40-yard line. Is it 4-down territory?
Yes. Yes.
Brode is the upback. Sibley the deep man. 1 wide to the top, a wing to the top. Clark rolls to his right. The lefty looks, pressure's on, rolls. Gets across the 40, down to around the 35. Did he lose the football out of bounds, perhaps? He lost the ball inside the 35 at the 34-yard line, but that's going to set up a fourth down in less than 2 with 6:52 left to go.
Well, the kick would be about a 52-yarder, and there's not much wind right now. It's just died down, but it still would be 52.
Now, I think the ball went out of bounds, and the clock continued to run, so I'm going to see if Selecki and company opt to add some time to the clock, because I wouldn't be surprised to see them try to put like 6:53 or something on the clock. He turns on his microphone, which doesn't help anybody because we can't hear a thing because the crowd is so boisterous right now.
Right.
He gives a long explanation. And I think he wants the clock to be reset. It's going to be fourth down and almost 3. They're going to say the ball went down and out at the 35-yard line. I think what Mr. Selecki has to do is give finger symbols, or actually have the DeSales coaches talk upstairs and tell them the time that's supposed to be on the clock. They're along the near sideline.
6:57.
So So they had some time back.
Fourth and a long three.
What do you do here?
Well, you can give it to your best running back if you want to. I mean, Sibley's got a chance to get the three on his own.
Throw the up back from the eye. They go. Same look they had last time. They're coming with a blitz. Sibley's got it, and he gets through. He got hit and got through the attempt of a tackle by Corcoran at the 36-yard line, slid through that, and got the first down.
Corcoran had him for a one-yard loss, but I'm telling you, this Sibley, he's a big, strong running back. He's low to the ground, and Corcoran just couldn't wrap him up.
First and 10 from the 29-yard line of the Stallions.
That's one of those huge plays in a game that it doesn't show up anywhere. It just becomes a four-yard game, but you forget that it was a fourth down play.
And we talked about the fact that the Knights often don't go on long drives. They're doing that right now. 6:35 and ticking. First and 10, four wideouts. Sibley's got it right up the middle inside the 25. Churns down to the 21-yard line before he's brought down on the play. Hit made for the Stallions by Luke Barber.
Now you're in second and short. They can do pretty much anything they want. They can play action if they want because they got two more downs to get this first down.
He's got the wideouts in there. Hauser's in there. Bowers in there. Bishop's in there. Sibley in the backfield. Let's see if they go with a one-back look again. Yep, that's what I thought. They're going to go one back this time from the gun. Sibley to the left of Clark. Two wide to the top, one to the bottom. Second down and a long two. Sibley's got the handoff off the right side. And a collision in the backfield between the Sales Stallions as Asamoah and Corcoran bang off of each other. But still a gain on the play, but not that much. Inside the 21-yard line, it'll be third down and a long one from there for the Knights.
Well, you have to roll the dice if you're the Sales. Do you sell out? Do you go all out on this thing? Because, you know, you risk the chance of putting everybody in man-to-man coverage. On the other hand, Sibley can get the first down no matter what you do. I mean, he's a big, strong running back, and they got big, strong linemen. It looks like they're going to go right.
That's where the strength of the line is. One wide out to that side. Backs for the nine this time. Sibley's got it off the right side. Takes it inside the 20 and then brought down by Velasquez. Let's see where they give the forward progress to.
Yep. They're going to give him a first down. He actually fell behind the 20, but his forward progress was at about the 19.5, and so he's going to get the first down.
Sibley a little shaken up at the end of that play. They're going to mark the ball at the 19, as Larry mentioned, so it's a first and 10 from there. Bishop checks back into the contest. Another wideout comes in as well, too. Broad's back in there. See if he plays fullback or if they put him out wide. Down to just about 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Under five right now at 4:55 left. First and 10 from the Stallion, 19. Backs from an eye. Sibley's got it off the right side. Inside the 20, inside the 15. Down around the 10-yard line, maybe the 9. And close to another first down, maybe just shy of the sticks. Asamoah makes the hit on the play, but not until Sibley gets a big gainer on first down. And they are moving methodically down the field.
This Hoban team looks like they're starting to wear this DeSales defense out because the DeSales offense couldn't stay on the field. They're going to have to stay on the field on offense.
The ball at the 10, second and one from there, 4:22 left to go in a rapidly played third quarter. Two to the top, one to the bottom. Backs from the eye. Sibley the deep man. Gets the ball, gets the handoff, gets the first down, gets inside the 9 to the 8-yard line before Darrow and company knock him down, but it'll be first and goal for the Knights with 4:07 left.
Well, now you got to think, if you're Hoban and you score a touchdown, you go for two. Because that gets you down to field goal range. It'd be 14-11. If you go for one, you're still going to have to score a touchdown. So I would guess that we might be looking at a two-point conversion, even though it's still only the third quarter. There may not be that many opportunities.
That's right. It's the state semis, and the clock is dwindling.
That should have been a penalty.
I think they're going to have to take a timeout, otherwise it will be. If they take the timeout, they're not going to get called for it. And they indeed burn the timeout with 3:50 left to go. So we'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at MalikLawFirm.com.
Guys, a couple scores in the Division 7 games. Macomb has just scored a touchdown and gone for two. They convert on that, so now they trail Minster 21-17. And not good news still for Harvest Prep. 41-0, JFK.
Holman, 36 plays, 24 runs by Sibley of those 36. He's got 104 yards rushing just over the century mark in this contest. First and goal from the 8.
They're going right. They're going right.
Big split to the right side, and Sibley finds the gap, pushes, turns, and makes it through the hole into the end zone. Went low, disappeared for a yard or two, and takes it in for the touchdown. And now it is 14-9 with 3:45 left to go. And it looks like the kicking team is coming out.
They're going
to
kick it. Well, the DeSales offense knows what it has to do now. It has to keep the ball. It has to change field position, and it's going to have to maybe put another score on the board.
To pursue, so you've got to keep that in mind with your DeSales.
Misdirection.
Hirsch for the extra point to make it a four-point game. Good snap. There's the kick. Plenty of leg. It is up, and it is good. 14-10 the tally. 3:45 left to go in the third. A lifetime left in this one. Stick around on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to Arland Field. 14-10, the tally in this one. Sibley takes it 8 yards for the touchdown. Curse the PAT. 15 plays, 72 yards, 6:26 off the clock, which was similar in length to the DeSales drive, which was 6:56. So Hoban doing something they don't normally do is a long drive down the field without miscues, and they get the touchdown, and there's the kickoff, and Velasquez makes the catch and bobbles it at the one. Joey to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, and Velasquez up to around the 17-yard line. Sometimes the bobble helps. This time it was no benefit for Joey and company. And now DeSales will have the ball deep in their own territory. And we have whistles on the field.
They said it was touchback.
That's why I wondered, because the ball crossed the plane. Yep. So they're going to bring it out to the 20-yard line.
It was a muff. He touched it in the play, but it rolled past the end zone.
Mr. Selecki overrules our referee and says, hey, we're going to bring this ball out to the 20-yard line.
Mr. Selecki overrules Mr. Selecki because he was back there on that play.
Yeah. So maybe he was conferring with his partners in crime out there. So
the clock's going to have to probably be reset.
Let's see if they relay some information upstairs about that.
Nope.
I think they already reset it. They did, the 3:45. That was the time at the end of the touchdown.
This looks like a quick hitter dive.
Back from an eye. Not as offset as they normally are. It is right up. They got to Booth, the lead back, and Booth, nice gain on the first down. Play up around the 23, maybe the 24. Quick hitter that time yields positive yardage for the Stallions. It'll be second down and 6 from there. To sales, you need another play right now. You need that big play, something to get you boost. And you hand it off to Booth right up the middle, speaking of boosts and Booth, and he gets up to the 26-yard line, maybe the 27. It's going to be third down and about
long three.
And the problem is now this is happening very rapidly,
yes,
for DeSales. If they cannot convert here, all of a sudden your defense is going to be back on the field in probably less than a minute. Stallions need a long three from near the 27-yard line. 3 minutes left in quarter number three. The lead is 4. Silvestri barks to both sides of the line. Comes under center now. Max from the eye look again, too. Silvestri options down the line. Is not going to get it. Keeps the football and is brought down at the 27-yard line.
John Bozzelli.
Yep, Bozzelli, a big nose guard coming through to make the hit. And it's 3 and out for the Stallions again. In a punting situation, for Dominic DeMacios. He will head back inside his 20-yard line. Twin safeties back deep in the person now of Nate Bauer and also Matt Salopek. Salopek is standing at the 32, and Bauer standing back at the 26. DeMaceo at his own 18, make that the 13-yard line now. Good snap, has time. He gets off a nice kick, and there will be a return. Bauer starts from the 34, far side 40, 45, cuts back, midfield. Bauer cuts it inside, 45, got slowed down on the play. I'll tell you what, he did not get the tackle, but he grabbed the jersey to slow him down, and that was huge for the Stallions, since doing that was big number 33 on the play, and that was Jack DeSantis. Otherwise, he could still be running.
Well, this is a short field for Hoban. They're at the 41-yard line going in. The DeSales Stallion defense looks a little bit tired after that last big drive of theirs, and they're going to have to get themselves off the field. And everybody always says, well, the offense has got to stay on the field. Well, sometimes the defense has to get themselves off, and right now the DeSales defense has to get themselves off the field.
Hauser to the top of the set.
They're going right.
Bishop to the right. 38 yards on the punt, 25 on the return. Play action, Clark looking downfield across the middle. Pass incomplete. There was contact, but it was initiated by the receiver at the 15-yard line as he was going for the football. That's Hauser, and the pass falls incomplete.
Well, Chris McNally had great coverage on that play. I mean, he really had a better chance of catching the ball than did Hauser.
So it'll be second down and 10.
And that's a good first down play for them because everybody was thinking they're going to run the ball with Sibley to the right, just like I did, and they play faked it to the right, and they had the post pattern open.
Taylor checks in. But again, if he had a little more touch on the ball, you know, everything's a fastball.
Right.
Off of him.
Throw it to his guy and let his guy go get it.
Straight eye this time. Sibley's got the handoff. Has a gap. 40, 35, gone. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. And Hoban will take the lead in this one. 1:42 left to go as Sibley takes it 41 yards for the touchdown. And now it's 16-14.
Just that quick. That play was designed to go to the strong side, and he simply cut it back across the grain, and he was gone.
So they see the lead evaporate to the Stallions. Seems like mere moments ago it was 14-3, and now a chance for Kirshen Company to give the Knights a three-point cushion.
Well, they scored two touchdowns in real time, about 5 or 6 minutes.
Snap, kick, plenty of leg. It's up. It's good. 17-14. Knights up. 1:42 left in the third on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.com.
Guys, the winner of our game will take on the winner of Toledo Central Catholic and Trotwood Madison. That one is at the half now. Trotwood Madison leads 22-0, and they outgained the Irish in the first half, 230 yards to 6.
That is still a shocker. Sibley, wow. Now 26 carries, 153 yards, 2 touchdowns. He takes it in from 41 yards out, 2 plays, 41 yards, 14 seconds off the clock. Kirsch with a PAT, and now with the honors on the kick, and he pooches it along the ground, and Velasquez is going to scoop it up at the 10-yard line. Joey up to the 15, to the 20, finds a gap up to the 25-yard line, returns it about 15 yards, and the Stallions will get it back with 1:36 left to go in the third quarter, and they need to move the football, as you mentioned, Larry, just to give that D a rest. And what do you look for offensively now for the Stallions?
Well, the X factor tonight's been Cole Silvestri. And if you can run some boots, get out on the perimeter, throw those little short 6, 7, 8 yard dimes and just hit them, they can move the football, because right now they're going to have to loosen up this box. There's 8 and 9 guys in there, and all they're doing is playing run. They're just coming downhill right now.
Stallions go with 4 wide now.
Mm-hmm.
One back in the backfield. That's Booth. Spread out that defense. Do you still run with this look?
You can, because now it's 6-on-5. And so you have a quarterback.
Goes up the line one more time. Now readjust Booth to his right on his first down play. And Booth got the handoff, and he got nothing, and he'll like it. He got drilled back at the 24-yard line. Great penetration. Again, two guys waiting for him as he hit the hole. One of them, number 33, Reed Allen. The other, number 9, that's Jabari Taylor.
Well, their defensive front is active. They're on the move. They're not just sitting there and reading. They're just flying down into a gap and they're picking off blockers. And that time they came right across the face of Drew McLucky, and he just couldn't react in time.
Second and 11. Under 10 on the play clock. Hand it off again to Booth, and it's not happening. Booth gets to the 25-yard line. It's going to be third down and 10 from there. Maybe the 26-yard line with under 1 minute left to go in the third. Stallions going to bring in a quartet of new players. Arnold's back in. McNally's in. Noble's in. And the Knights trying to change their defense.
They better hurry up. They're down to about 10 on the clock here, and they're just getting the play in now.
Peaks the fourth wide out. Third down and 10. 5-4. Three on the play clock. Two. Silvestri snaps, looks, bubble screen to Arnold, and throws it short. Pass falls incomplete. 15 seconds left to go to the third quarter. And another three and out for the third time in this third quarter for the Stallions, and they'll be forced to punt. What has changed in the second half for DeSales?
Well, besides the momentum, okay, the defense has gotten very, very active for Hoban. And what they're saying is, we don't think you can beat us throwing the football. We're going to put nine guys in the box. We're going to come downhill. We're going to move our front. We're going to keep our linebackers free. And those linebackers are pretty doggone good in their own right. So DeSales is going to have to do something outside or with the boot pass.
Bauer and Salopek back deep. Demacio has the snap. Gets it off. Nice kick. Salopek from the 35. Finds a gap up the middle across the 40. 45. Midfield.
Goodbye.
45. 40. 35. 30. Down the sidelines. 20, 15, and then knocked out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. The last man with a chance to hit him did so. Is that Cerrone? Yeah, I think it was Anthony Cerrone.
Yep.
Who made the hit on the play. And that is the end of the third quarter. Hoban with the mo. Let's see if DeSales can turn it around in the fourth. 17-14. Division III state semifinal action right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience. And why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love Mount Carmel because of you.
You are listening to WBSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, 53 yards on that return by Matt Salopek. And now it is an interesting situation for the DeSales defense. Somewhat tired from their extended play in the second half already. Still 12 minutes left on the clock. They had a 14-3 lead. That has evaporated. Now it's 17-14 Hoban. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, along with Scott Rex and Greg Sivaldi on location. Back in the studios, Ryan Baker. What are you looking for early in the fourth quarter here, Larry?
Well, DeSales is going to have to make a break for themselves. Their defense is going to have to make a play here. Either a sack, a fumble cause, maybe an interception, or perhaps Hoban will give them a holding penalty or something. They're going to need to do something because right now Hoban has too much momentum for them.
Brode and Sibley now offset in the backfield from the offset eye. It's Sibley off the right side, inside the 10, down to the 9, maybe the 8, before Mullins helps to make the hit on the play with Van Fossen's assistance. So now it is second down with the ball resting inside the 10-yard line, some 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. DeSales looking for something to change the tide here in the second half. Total offense now 169 DeSales, 183 Hoban, 158 rushing for the Knights, 25 passing, 133 rushing to 36 for DeSales. Sibley off the right side, got it down to the 6-yard line before he's bent back by Darrow and company right there. Darrow got him high, and Corcoran got him low.
What Hoban's doing there is they're lining up a three-man side, just a typical guard tackle tight end, but they're getting a flex split, which means about a four and a half foot split there, and you know where they're going. You just can't stop it. Well, DeSales is going to have to, they're going to have to fire that gap. They're going to have to blow that gap with the linebacker or something and blow up the fullback before he can get started because he's just too tough. He's just too tough.
Third down and four from the DeSales 6-yard line. Hauser wide at the top.
Going left.
Sibley does that, gets inside the five, gets inside the two, but there's a flag down, and we could have a holding call. Clark now conferring with Mr. Selecki, yep. And indeed holding is the call against the Knights, and that is a huge break for the Stallions, especially the down that it comes on as well.
And I'm going to say that was on number 72, Cade Thomas, because he just reached out, and I believe it was, let me look here, Luke Barber that he just grabbed and did the do-si-do with, and you know, you get inside the five. You don't need to hold. Just block. Just do what you do. And if you get stopped for a one-yard game, so what? But now, you know, now you risk a pass play and a possible interception. You never know. This could get themselves right back into this thing.
Third down and 13 from the 16-yard line.
They need a pass rush.
Four wideouts, evenly split. Sibley in the backfield. Gets the handoff, churns, fights inside the 15. Mullins and company wrap him up at the 13. Do you go for the three here?
You absolutely do, and that's a great stop by the Stallion defense because I'm telling you, Hoban had the ball deep inside the 5-yard line before that holding call. So that's a huge stop by the Sales Stallions.
It's going to be about a 30-yard attempt, which you would think would be a chip shot, but again, we thought Durbin had chip shots today.
There were two of those in the Buckeyes game, and there are no chip shots. You got to get a snap, a spot, and a kick. So there are three things that can go wrong here. The Sales only needs one of the three.
Atticus Hughes, by the way, is a quarterback, is the holder. Snap, kick, it is up, and it is good. 2014 Knights, 9:56 left to go. Does DeSales have an answer?
That's a win for the Stallion defense right there. It's 20-14, you're one score down. Hey, your offense has got to put seven on the board, and you win this thing 21-20.
So DeSales will get the ball back down by an unconverted touchdown. A score would be huge for DeSales right now. 9:56 left to go. Resetting the timeout situation. I have Hoban with only one left and DeSales with their full complement of three timeouts left here in the second half.
Well, they needed DeSales Stallion drive. And they've done it all year. And, you know, one thing we haven't seen all year from DeSales, even Hartley, as vaunted as their offense is, struggled to consistently run the ball inside the tackles against DeSales. They hit it outside, they hit some jet sweeps and some timely passes. But this is the first team we've seen run the ball inside the tackles against DeSales.
That was a four-play drive that netted a negative 1 yard. 2:04 off the clock. Kirsch with a 30-yard field goal, and that's where we stand now at 20-14 with 9:56 left to go in this contest. It is Noble back deep along with Velasquez inside the 10-yard line, and it's not going to matter. It's 8 yards deep. It's coming out to the 20-yard line. That's where DeSales will get it, first and 10. Okay, if you have anything up your sleeve right now, this might be the time to show it if you're the Stallions.
Now's the time because, you know, you go deep in the playbook sometimes. But they practice this every Thursday. They have special plays that they do, and it may only be a once or twice a year play, but it's something you believe in.
Why on Thursdays, just out of curiosity?
Well, because you don't want to muck up your normal preparation. So Thursday's a day where you're kind of walking through and going through stuff like your two-minute offense and your specialty stuff that your two-point plays and stuff like that. You try not to do it like Monday through Wednesday because you got too much other stuff you have to do.
They're going with the beef look. They've got Moriarty, Corcoran, and Manick all out there as tight ends. Corcoran on a wing, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Toss, it goes to Booth, spins to the 21-yard line. Had to fight like crazy to get a yard maybe at most. It'll be second down and long.
They're just not going to be able to hammer this defense. This defense is well-rested for Hoban. They're going to have to do something misdirection-wise. Maybe fake the toss and bootleg out of it.
Second down and 9 from the 21. Maybe that was a setup. We'll find out.
Could be.
Silvestri looking to the sidelines. Now getting the play information. 12 on the play clock. Brings him up to the line of scrimmage. They readjust Corcoran.
They better hurry.
He's a wide out to the bottom. 5 on the play clock. 4, 3. Silvestri under center. Toss, sweep. Booth has to give ground to the 13 and brought down back there. Shooting through was Jabari Taylor, and now it'll be third down and super long for the Stallions with 9 minutes left to go in regulation.
Well, that's your nose tackle, Jabari Taylor, and he's been a man-child all night. He's been dominant inside, and he's active, he's athletic, he's physical. 6'3", 240 pounds or whatever.
Third and 16, and with 15 on the play clock, they bring in the hands package. Asamoah's in the backfield. Velasquez is going to the top. Corcoran to the same side. They need 16. Backs offset. Asamoah's the deep man. They hand it off to Booth.
Look out.
Up across the 18 to the 19. There was a gap there, but a shoestring tackle brought him down. And that'll be fourth down. And again, DeSales goes three and out.
That had the earmarks.
Actually, four and out.
That had the earmarks of going 85 yards for a touchdown because that hole was wide open. There was nobody on this half of the field except the cornerback, and he was taken up by the wide receiver. That play could have cracked all the way.
Fourth time that's happened here in the second half. DeMaceo now back to punt, standing at his own 6-yard line. And again, the men are back deep inside the 40. Same two guys again in Bauer and Celepek.
Oh.
High snap. He's got it, though. DeMaceo brings it down, and not a stylistic punt. It's going to hit at the 48. Dribble across midfield and roll to maybe the 47-yard line of the Knights. They'll get it back, and again, not that far to go because with the leg that Kirsch has, another score, even if it's a field goal, could make it a difficult time for DeSales. 34 yards on the punt.
Well, the sales needs a three and out here on defense. They got to get their offense back on the field, and their offense has got to be more productive. I think they've had 4 3 and outs here in the second half.
Yes, they have.
You just can't do that.
Clark and company coming back out onto the field now from their own 47-yard line.
And by the way, this Hoban team is pretty doggone good. You know, they're defending state champions for a reason. Doesn't mean they have to win.
Two to the top, one to the bottom. Backs offset. Sibley the deep man. Brode up front. Sibley's got it off the left side across midfield. Churns gets away from the first wave and got all the way down near the DeSales 45-yard line. Got hit at the 48 of DeSales, did a 360 and garnered him an extra 2 yards. They're going to mark him down officially at the 46 of the Stallions. Second down and three after the gain of seven. Speaking of seven, 7:17 left to go in regulation. Now, if you're the Knights, you'd love to milk the clock here. Hand off and nothing there as Van Fossen team shooting through. And Asamoah there as well, too. Van Fossen, though, may have paid the price. He gets up finally. Sibley is slow to get up.
Well, DeSales is going to have to gamble here. They have no choice. They're going to have to shoot gaps with their linebackers. They've got to make an educated guess at who's getting it where and then just turn it loose because they have to stop them on this play.
Boy, Sibley and Van Fossen were both slow to get up, and they're both up now, although Sibley looks to be the worst of the two, a little dinged up after that play. Third down and five from the Stallion 47. 6:25 left to go. Indeed, they go to that side. And they get it inside the 45 to the 43. Is it enough for the first down?
Yes, it is.
See where they spot the football.
It's a right-footed spot. He's got it. He's got it by half a football.
He's got it by even more than that. I think they may measure, though. Let's see. Kevin Selecki looks. And you can tell it's the first down, but they're going to bring the sticks in with 6:17 left to go. If nothing else, DeSales gets a rest here for a second.
Well, the problem is the ball's not near a line. It's sitting on the Tiger in the middle of the field, so it's tough to say exactly where it is, but I think they've got about at least half a football.
Yeah. Bring out the chains. They extend the lovely orange sticks, and by the length of the football, it is indeed a first down. So first and 10, 6:17 left to go. 20-14, the tally in this one in favor of Hoban. Still driving right now, but Larry, they'd be happy probably with a drive even if they don't score to milk another three or 4 minutes.
Sure. Well, even if DeSales stops them, they're going to punt them into a hole, and DeSales is going to have to show the ability to go 80 or 90 yards, and they haven't done that.
The Stallions have to find a stop.
Turnover.
Wide to the top. It's Hauser.
They're going left.
Backs from an eye. It's Sibley. 40, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31-yard line. Just took the pile with him for the next 4 yards.
Sibley's just wearing him out right now. He's going downhill. I mean, I'm calling the plays. I know that DeSales knows where the ball is when they just can't stop it.
First and 10 for the Stallion. 31, under 6 minutes left to go. 5:55 on the clock. DeSales needs a turnover. Sibley now 33 carries for 184 yards. Hauser to the top.
They're going left again.
He's window dressing right now. Sibley's got it inside the 30, down to the 28, maybe the 27-yard line. Marquette Dixon had, what, 42 carries last night?
Yep.
We couldn't see Sibley approaching that number in this contest.
Well, if they give it to somebody else, we're going to have a scoop because he's just running downhill hard right now.
And the bad news for the Stallions is you got to think right now they're in Kirsch field goal range because you're looking at about a 45-yarder from here.
Right. So he's got the leg to get it there as to where they get the snap, the spot, and the kick and all that good stuff. But
second down and six, approaching 5 minutes left to go. Clark, Sibley.
Out of.
This time it's McLucky who comes shooting through and hits him back at the 28-yard line.
That's one of the first times we've called Drew's name all night because, I mean, this offensive front for Akron Hoban has done a great, great job up front.
Third down and seven. 4:44 left to go. If you don't get anything here, do you kick the field goal or do you go for it?
I think they'll go for it because it's one of those 45-yard deals. It, you know, it could be a boomerang. You could get a low kick and a block. And
well, he made a 48-yarder, didn't he, in the first half?
I think it was 42, wasn't it? 32.
No, it was 48 yards. Third down and seven from the gun. Sibley gets the handoff, and they wrap him up. Portman's got him at the 28-yard line. So they knock him down there. It's fourth down, and the field goal team is coming onto the field. So you're looking at right about a 45-yard attempt.
Yep, maybe 46, 45, 46. It's going to be in there somewhere.
Is the breeze a factor right now, Larry?
It is.
In his face or with him?
He's got the breeze with him. He's got plenty of leg. There's no question he has plenty of leg. The question is, do you get the time and snap the spot and the kick?
Attica Hughes, the holder, from 45 yards out. 3:44 and ticking. There's the snap. There's the kick. It is up, and it is good. 3:35 left to go. It's more than one score now at 23-14. We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Well, guys, we have our first final of the night, and harvest prep season has come to a close. Daniel Bangora did get a 27-yard touchdown run for the Warriors, but they fall to JFK 48-7 tonight.
Now Kirsch with his third field goal tonight. He's now connected from 30, 48, and now 45 yards. Eight plays, 25 yards, 4:06. Zipped off the clock, and there's the kick. It is high, it is deep, and the only good news there is it's a touchback, so it doesn't take any time off the clock. DeSales will get it first and 10 from the 20 with 3:35 left to go, and with their full allotment of three timeouts. So, Larry, right now you've got to move the football. They have not moved the football at all in the second half.
Well, and now you're going to ask DeSales to do something they don't do exceedingly well, which is throw the football. They're not a passing team, and so they have limited abilities in that regard. Not that their players can't pass it and catch it, it's just you don't have the route concepts as part of your package because you don't need to.
McNally to the top, Noble to that side, Asamoah in the backfield along with Booth. Romanine, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. And Booth gets the handoff up to the 25-yard line. It'll be second down and five from there.
Hoban will be happy to give him all the five-yard gains he wants.
The sails rapidly to the line with 3:20 left to go. Hand it off again. Booth up to the 29, near the sticks at the 30. It'll be third down and less than one. Clock evaporates down to 305, 304, 303 left to go in the season for
run
one
the
of these
same
teams.
Play. Just run the same play because it doesn't really matter. You just got to get the first down, stop the clock.
Silvestri to keep it. He's drilled at the 29-yard line. He did not get the first down. So it'll be fourth down and a little more than one with 2:47 left to go.
They offset the nose tackle to the right that time. The sales ran to the defense's left, but the problem is the backside guard couldn't cut off the nose tackle. He just came through clean.
2:33 left to go. Stallions peer to the sidelines to get the play. One and two, wide of the top, McNally and Noble. Backs offset, Asamoah is the deep man. It's Booth, and
ooh,
they get him by the face mask, it looked like. And there's the flag. Late to come in as they rip him back, and there's the flag, and DeSales will get a first down with 2:16 left to go. Now, Larry, how much longer can you keep running the football?
They can't run it at all. They have to throw the football here.
And there's the call, face mask against the Knights. They were doing anything to stop him on that fourth down play.
Well, the whole world knew he was getting it. He offset in the backfield to the left. They had done this all night, and they'd run the straight drive, and both linebackers blitzed that gap.
Do you reach a point where if you get close across midfield, say you get a drive going to about 30 yards, you go for the three
first?
Absolutely,
kick the three, because if you don't get the onside kick, it doesn't matter.
That is the first down for DeSales in the second half of this contest. They had 4-3 and outs the last time I counted.
Yep.
Silvestri's got four wide now, one back in the backfield. That's Booth, down to 2:12 left to go. Silvestri straight back to throw, looks, guns on the slant, pass incomplete through the hands of the intended receiver, Ryan Peaks, at the 45-yard line of the Knights. 2:05 left. And now it's second down and 10 for the Stallions. Let's see what they do this time. Arnold to the bottom, who's got solo coverage from Nate Bauer. There's two wide to the top.
Three times to Peaks.
Silvestri back to throw. Pressure's on, rolls, and throws it down. Just throws it to the left, and the pass falls incomplete. They're waiting to see if they're going to call grounding on the play or not. And now they throw the flag.
Well, they had a receiver there. It was Booth. Booth was in the area.
Let's see if they pick up the flag.
They will.
They wave off the flag. So it'll be third down and with 2 minutes left to go.
That was good officiating there because the farthest back judge saw Booth in the area.
Third and 10 now from the Stallion 43-yard line. Trying to find that oxygen, trying to keep breathing. Late in week number 14 with a chance to grab the brass ring in high school football in Division III. Can they find that magic play to get them down the field? They need it now on a third down and 10 from the 43. Again, four wide, two to either side. Booth in the backfield, Silvestri. Going to hand it off. Booth's got it across midfield. Has the first down, brought down to the 46-yard line. That should be enough to stop the clock and move the chains with 1:53 left. But again, they're playing a little soft against the run, are they not?
Absolutely. They're willing to give them those 10-yard or 8-yard gains. It doesn't matter. First downs don't matter.
Picks up 11. First and 10 from the 46. Clock ticking again. 1:50 left to go. Silvestri looking. Gunning on the out pattern. Has Joe Arnold. Arnold did not get out of bounds.
Timeout.
You take a timeout now, don't you?
Yes, you have to.
141, 140, 139, 138, 137. The clock continues to tick. They don't burn a timeout from the 41-yard line. Silvestri from the gun. Hands it off. They lost the football. It's kicked around, and the Knights will have it, but there's also a flag on the play. The ball is covered up by the Knights at the 43-yard line. Coming up with the recovery
face
is
mask.
Mark Westover.
We have a face mask penalty going to be on Hoban here.
Who is the son of the athletic secretary. Personal foul, face mask against the Knights. And the Stallions now will have the ball inside the 30. Larry, I'm going to ask you something. Do you contemplate the field goal now, or do you kind of go for the touchdown at this point? Are you overcommitted?
Well, no, you're not overcommitted because you still have to kick the onside kick, and you're going to need some time left when you get the onside kick. The trouble is you're at a 46-yarder right now, so it's not even a chip shot. They need to get 8 or 10 more yards, get out of bounds, then kick it. You'll have a minute left. If you get the onside kick, you've got a chance. If you don't get the onside kick, it doesn't matter.
Can this be another Buckeye-style finish in this one? Two wide either side, a whistle, and a timeout can be taken on the field. 1:18 left to go. Will the Stallions burn it?
No. Hoban did.
Hoban takes the timeout. We will pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
Guys, we got another final. It's in Division 5, and for the second season in a row in a state semifinal game, Canton Central Catholic has knocked off Edison. 24-14 is the final tonight.
Here it's DeSales, first and 10 from the night 29-yard line. 1:18 left to go. No timeouts left for Hope, and they've exhausted their three. DeSales still sitting on all three. Four wideouts again. Blitz. Silvestri rolling right, throwing back to his left. Bubble screen to Arnold. Arnold down to the 25-yard line. The clock continues to roll. Down to the 25. The clock continues to run. And now the Stallions burn a timeout with 1:04 left.
I don't know what took so long. They're going to kick the field goal, I think.
I'm just going to bring everybody out in a huddle right now. We'll see what they opt to do with 64 seconds left to go. Larry, you've been in situations like this. Have you ever gone for that field goal first?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you have a kicker, if you have a guy that can kick this thing, and they do, it'll be a 42-yarder. It's not a chip shot, that's for sure. 42 yards in high school is not a chip shot. But the good news is you're going to have to kick a 42-yarder to win the game anyhow, even if you were to score a touchdown right now and get the onside kick. What are your odds that you're going to be less than 42 yards anyhow? So kick the field goal. I think you kick the field goal now.
DeMaceo's still along the sidelines, so that's not an option right now. He's still pacing along the sidelines behind the entire team, so they're going to run offense here. They're not going to...
Well, Joe Arnold and the boys need to know they have to get out of bounds. If you're not going to use the timeouts, you got to get out of bounds.
Four-yard gain on that play, by the way. Second and six from the 25, 1:04 left to go. Again, two to either side. Silvestri straight back to throw, looks on the out pattern. It's caught and brought down for a loss on the play. Noble makes the catch, but he's whipped down on the play by Fitzpatrick, and DeSales burns another timeout with 52 seconds left to go. So the bubble screens are not going to be what they need right now. They need to go a little further downfield, you would think, on a situation now that looks like a third down and a ball back at the 26-yard line. So it's going to be third down back there, and they'll need seven from the 26 with 52 seconds left to go. Maceo still pacing along the sidelines here.
Everything that DeSales is doing is out to the outside here, and they're blitzing the inside linebackers. You may be able to hit somebody right down the pipe here, right over the middle where the linebackers vacate. At least you can get the ball in the middle of the field, you know, spike the ball if you want to save a timeout, and then kick your field goal.
Remember when they hit Corcoran a week or two ago?
Yep.
In fact, I think that was against Hamilton Township last week. He's going to go way wide to the top, along with McNally to that side. Noble and Arnold to the bottom. Booth in the backfield. Silvestri from the gun. 52 seconds left to go. Third down and seven from the 26.
Packer blitz.
Silvestri on a quick slant. Pass is incomplete inside the 20. Looking for Corcoran on the slant across the middle. Coverage on the play by
Donnie
number 13.
Swain.
Yep, Swain got him.
And that was great coverage. I mean, he fought right through the hands of the receiver. Collision to the back of him and stripped the ball.
So now DeSales needs the 3 points. They're going to go for the field goal. Ball resting at the 26-yard line. This should be about a 43-yard attempt. Is the breeze a major factor now?
It is. It's kicking up. I don't know. This is going to be a tough kick. This is 43 into the wind, and it's a good 6 to 8 mile an hour wind here.
McNally to hold near hash. So to the far left, if you will, for Dominic DeMaceo. High snap. There's the kick. It is up, and it is no good. It didn't make it. The snap was high and behind the holder, McNally, and that could do it for the Stallions. with 41 seconds left to go, and be a bitter pill for DeSales. They played so well, they actually led at halftime of this one 14-3. And now they're down by 9 with 41 seconds left to go. They can still stop the clock one more time if they want to. And Larry Wolf, either way now, is going to head down to the field with a chance to talk to Ryan Wiggins about this contest. And not the conversation that Ryan would want to have, but, you know, we've been covering them all season, so we want to see what the head coach of the Stallions has to say after a valiant performance in this one. Just great adjustments at halftime by the Knights. And they're going to go into a victory formation now. In fact, the deep man's going to stand back inside the 7-yard line with the line of scrimmage at the 20. They take the knee. Let's see if DeSales burns a timeout or not with 38 seconds left to go. They do not take a timeout. Down to half a minute left to go. And let's see when they set the ball for play. They set it with 26, so technically they would have to run a play again. And they'll take the knee, and that'll do it. So Hoban, a chance to go back-to-back as state champs, as they're going to get the victory in this one, 23-14. The clock winds down, under 10 seconds left to go. So we have one member of the CCL that will advance to the state championship game. That'll be Bishop Hartley. We'll have all the coverage next Friday from the OHSAA Radio Network. That one kicks off at 3 o'clock for DeSales. A valiant effort. They taste defeat for the first time in week number 14. DeSales falls to Akron Hoban by a count of 23-14. And what a performance by so many Stallions this year. When you think about Alonzo Booth and what he meant to this team, and Brian Asamoah, who will be back next season too, and how about the play of Cole Silvestri? Only 3 varsity games basically under his belt when he comes here to run this offense, and as a junior, Cole will be back next season to run the team as well too. You look at some of the other guys too that will be back for the Stallions. There's a lot of experience, so they have a team in the likes of Ty Van Fossen, who will have a chance to come back next year as well too and contribute. And along that defensive front, you think about the great performance by some of those guys, and you look at Brandon Darrow. He can come back next season as well too, just a junior. So a lot to be happy about and proud about if you're a DeSales Stallion fan or a team member, because it was a tremendous effort not only tonight but throughout the entire season. But they fall in this one. 23-14 is the final. We'll be back with our postgame show in just a minute. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to Arlen Field. It's all over. The season has ended for the DeSales Stallions. One step shy of the ultimate prize as they fall in the state semifinals 23-14 to Hoban as they're shut out in the second half. And DeSales just could not find that offensive game plan in the second half to match the defensive intensity and the adjustments made by the Knights. And with that being said, they fall by 9, 23-14. Larry Wolf, by the way, is down on the field right now inside the 10-yard line. And Larry, I'm sure it's a somber mood right now for the Stallions.
Yeah, obviously you never want your season to end with a loss, but listen, these Stallions are 13-1. They played an outstanding Hoban team tonight, and really what the DeSales did in the first half was they were opportunistic. They took advantage of what Hoban gave them. In the second half, Hoban didn't give them anything. Hoban dominated the line of scrimmage, tough sledding all night in the second half, and quite frankly, Hoban's probably a little better football team, but DeSales with an incredibly game effort. I mean, it's 23-14, but they had a chance. The defense kept them on the field and had a chance to win this game, and just didn't happen for the Stallions.
And I think it's a nice show of support right now because the Stallion fans are pouring out on the field now here at Arlen Field just to talk to the team and congratulate them on an incredible season. 13-1 is the way that they will end it. As Larry is waiting for a chance to talk to Ryan Wiggins, the mentor of the Stallions, and I think he has him right now. Larry,
Ryan,
take it.
I'm here with Ryan Wiggins, and obviously it's not the way you wanted at the end, but listen, there wasn't one of your kids that didn't give every ounce they had tonight. You just got beat by a pretty good football team.
Yeah, I mean, it just seemed like in the second half, wasn't enough, you know, and they got the better of us, and they won the game. They're a good team. We, you know, they beat us in the second half, and, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah. Our guys played hard.
Up front, along the line, in the second half, they were more dominant, but in the first half, your kids were very opportunistic. In the second half, you didn't get those opportunities. They didn't give you much in the second half.
No, we didn't. I think our first four possessions, actually, we were three and out. So, you know, and you need something. You need a few things to go your way. It didn't go that way, but real proud of our guys, the way they fought and the way they conduct themselves and the way they play. And it's been a great year. I know when everything settles, they'll realize that.
Well, 13-1 is certainly a great season. We've enjoyed covering you guys all year. You've had some great, great moments. In DeSales history, and this will go down as one of the great DeSales teams. I know it didn't end the way you wanted to, but thanks for the ride. It's been fun, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Back up to you guys.
Ryan and Larry, thank you very much. What a season for the DeSales Stallions. They'll feel the pain for a while, but it will subside, and they'll reflect back on all the positives that came out of this campaign, all the wins that they had. In fact, I was there in week number one on TV when they got by Lancaster 28-7, then getting by the team from Canada, then Connell Winchester and Bishop Hartley, Cove Catholic, and then Bishop Watterson and Edgewood and Logan and St. Charles and Mount Vernon and Sheridan and Beechcroft, and last week Hamilton Township. But this one, just not enough in the tank in the second half as they fall 23-14 in this one. We're going to take a break one final time, and we'll come back and take a look at the numbers from this contest as Hoban advances to the state championship game for the second straight year, beating DeSales 23-14 here on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common, the hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients, and why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
The Stallions' great season has come to an end. 23-14, DeSales falls to Akron Hoban tonight in our second CCL football game of the week. The Stallions wrapping up the year at a very impressive 13-1. And like Coach Wolf said, not the way that Coach Wiggins and DeSales wanted to end the year this year, but a great year. Nothing for the Stallions to hang their heads about. Huge wins over Lancaster, who was a playoff team in Division One. They beat an Edgewood team that was a playoff team in Division Two. They beat Hartley, who's going to be playing for the state title this coming weekend. So again, a great, great season for the Stallions. Unfortunately, coming to a close one game short of what they would like. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820. Let's let you know what's going on around the state here in the final night of state semifinals, getting us ready for the state finals coming up next weekend. Hoban next weekend will be playing Trotwood Madison. The Rams knock off Toledo Central Catholic tonight, 36-0. Just an impressive performance from Trotwood Madison. They hold Toledo Central Catholic running back Michael Warren in check. So it'll be the Rams in the Knights next Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Shoe, playing for the Division III state championship. In Division 5 tonight, Canton Central Catholic is moving on. They top Edison 24-14. That's the second year in a row Canton Central Catholic has knocked off Edison in the state semifinals. Canton Central Catholic, they will play Coldwater. Coldwater gets a 34-14 win over Coshocton tonight. The eighth straight state final for the Cavaliers. That is an impressive streak for that team from Coldwater. In Division 7, Harvest Prep season has come to an end. Coach Smith and the gang, a great year for Harvest Prep, but they fall tonight to JFK 48-7. Daniel Bangora, of course, with the one touchdown for Harvest Prep. JFK next weekend will be taking on Minster. Minster had a big lead over Macomb early, but Macomb came back and actually took a 23-21 lead in this one. But Minster gets the 27-23 win. They will take on JFK in the Division 7 state final. That one next weekend at 10 a.m. on Saturday. So let's go through the list for next weekend. It all gets underway. State championship games Thursday night at 7:30. The Division 2 final will pit Massillon Perry versus the two-time defending state champ LaSalle Lancers. That game 7:30 this Thursday. Then on Friday at 10 a.m. we get it underway with Division 6. That game will be Cuyahoga Heights. They, of course, knocked off Newark Catholic last night. They will be taking on Maria Stein, Marion Local, in the Division 6 game. Of course, Division 4, you're going to hear that one right here on AM 820 at 3 p.m. The Hartley Hawks looking for their second straight Division 4 state championship, and they will be playing the team that they played last year in the state final, Steubenville. Again, 3 p.m. right here on AM 820. Friday night at 8, it is the Division 1 game, and that will be Cleveland St. Ignatius versus Cincinnati St. X. Excuse me. St. Ignatius, St. Xavier, 8 p.m. next Friday night. Then on Saturday, the action gets underway with Division 7. Again, that will be Minster taking on JFK. Division 3 is at 3 p.m. Trotwood Madison versus Akron Hoban. And then at 8 p.m. Saturday, the last state championship of the weekend, Division 5. Canton Central Catholic will take on Coldwater. As we throw it back out to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf at Arlen Stadium up in Mansfield. Guys, we talked about it. A great season for the Stallions. A record-breaking season for the Stallions when you think of what Alonzo Booth did, breaking the school rushing record, not only for a season, but career. He also breaks the touchdown mark for a season. I believe the Stallions also, this is the most prolific scoring offense they've ever had in a season, putting them right up there with the 98 team. So a 13-1 year. Coach Wiggins in the gang with a great season. And guys, our season has come to a close. Of course, we're going to take the feed from the OHSAA next Friday, so no more games for us. It's been a pleasure working with you guys. You've done a great job all year. I don't know what I'm going to do next Friday and Saturday night without you.
Well, I got to tell you something, Ryan. You are the backbone of all this. You put it all together. We couldn't do it without you and the entire crew that you have back there. So thank you so much for all the great work that you do. And Fridays and Saturdays will be a little naked in the future, but we'll have to see what happens. We'll find something to fill the void. And when you look at this, I think it's ironic. The number one and number two team of the state didn't make the state championship game. They both fell tonight in Division Three. But DeSales falling in this one, 23-14. Hoban with 14 points in the third quarter, six more in the fourth quarter. They get the victory, 23-14. Total yardage in this contest, Hoban 213, DeSales 196. For the Knights, 188 on the ground, 25 passing, 152 via the run for DeSales, 44 passing. Each team at 12 first downs. Penalties kind of offset, 4 for 45 for Hoban, 3 for 34. DeSales, the two miscues, the two turnovers, the two picks in the first half by DeSales, yielding points. They could have gotten more in this contest. 23-14 is the final. Booth, 33 carries, 99 yards, and a touchdown. Silvestri, 5 carries for 42. He's 5 of 10 passing for 44 yards. 37 total yards on the four drives in the second half. 3 3 and outs and one missed field goal as well, too. Sibley on the other side, 36 carries, 187 yards, and two touchdowns. Clark was 3 of 10 passing, 25 yards. Larry, your final comments about this game and perhaps the season as well, too, sir?
Well, unfortunately, tonight, the better team won. I mean, Hoban has more weapons than DeSales has, and DeSales simply couldn't get their running game going in the second half. And it showed, and Hoban scored, 20 points in the second half, mm-hmm, to make it 23-14. And And DeSales had a fantastic season. And you said something when I was down on the field. You said, you know, when they look back at this, you know, a lot of this pain will go away and, you know, they'll remember the good things. Well, sometimes the pain doesn't go away, and that's why it's important that you play every play like it's your last, because these DeSales Stallions, there's an awful lot of seniors on this DeSales team that didn't play a lot of football. You know what I mean? They sat the bench or did it. For them, they're not going on to college and play at the next level. This was their championship game, and they'll remember it the rest of their life. It may be a little bittersweet, but when they look back and they say, you know, we were 13-1 my senior year, that's pretty doggone good. That's pretty doggone good. So, you know, my hat's off to Ryan Wiggins and everybody at DeSales, the staff, and everything they do for us. And it's just been a pleasure to do their games all year. And we still have Hartley in the game, you know, next week. And so go Hawks, and maybe we'll get one for the Central Catholic League.
Thanks for coaching me up even to the very end. You are the best. And I got to tell you, thanks to the crew on site, too. We have the best engineer in the business, Greg Savaldi, second to none. The best statistician, too, and Scott Rex, too. This guy to my right, Larry Wolf. He's old, he's ancient, but he's got more football knowledge in his head than anybody I've ever met, and so I'm blessed to be next to him. And I'm just happy to carry the water for these guys whenever the opportunity arises. They have been tremendous throughout the season, and it's been a lot of fun. Guys, this is almost like our bowling league, except without the bowling ball. We get a chance to get together. We've done 18 football games this season over 14 weeks. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. And most importantly, we want to thank the great sponsors and you listening at home, whether it's on the internet or on the radio, for your great support all season. Football is a lot of fun. Experience a game when you get the chance, and I think you'll be hooked. Again, the final score, the D3 state semifinal one last time. Hoban 23 to Sales 14. We say thank you for a great season. Good night and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhardt, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next Friday afternoon as Hartley takes on Steubenville in the Division IV state championship game. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. Good night, everybody.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016.